Gas prices have also gone up in recent weeks, but at least some people will be a little more able to afford gasoline in the coming days. Starting on New Year's Day, the paychecks of many workers will get a little bit bigger. Seven states are raising the minimum wage. NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
Kara Speaks says she's lucky. She has two jobs in Columbus, Ohio. Now, one of them, she earns a minimum wage, which in Ohio means $7.30 per hour. How does she get by?
I have no idea.
With gas over $3 a gallon, Speaks says she's happy to see even a small raise.
It's good and it's needed.
Ohio is one of seven U.S. states boosting their minimum wage on New Year's Day, a move that will affect nearly 650,000 workers nationwide. The raises, though small at 9 to 12 cents per hour, are expected to have a big impact, both good and bad. Many small business owners see the change as a possible impediment to further hiring. With unemployment high and the economy weak, the increase is just
another nail in the coffin for small businesses.
Ron Stake is the executive director of the Ohio Small Business Association.
It's rough. You know, a lot of businesses right now are just treading water. And any time you add a cost to a small business, it's not a good thing.
But some economists argue that the extra money in workers' pockets will be a good thing. A dime more an hour for bottom-wage earners, like Speaks, will go directly back into the economy, spent on necessities like gas, food, clothing, and rent. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Washington.